I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the United States spent over a decade in Iraq to prevent civil war, the country could be on the brink of it. Sunni Shia battles and now al-Qaeda attacks on two Iraqi prisons, freeing 500 prisoners. It's a huge concern. Open Doors, Paul Esterbrooks.
This power struggle is just continuing to elevate itself to civil war in this country. The challenge then remains for our brothers and sisters, many of whom have left the country.
Open Doors is supporting them. You can help and pray through a link at our website. Next, a life is on the line in Belarus. Earlier this month, the wife of a Russian ministry's worker, Natasha Brudsky, fell and broke two vertebrae. Because of a misdiagnosis, Natasha tried going back to her normal life, but things kept getting worse. Now, she's in intensive care and her kidneys are failing. Her lungs are also filling up with fluid. Ask the Lord to intervene and heal Natasha completely. Pray peace and comfort for Natasha's family and wisdom for the doctors. And a ministry's latest venture to India is full of teaching, training, and pure joy. India partners Katie Fiedler took a team of five to southern India. They helped disabled students prepare for interviews and trained villagers in WASH, water, sanitation, and hygiene.
Skits, dramas, songs, they got the information and then embellished the ways that they could educate others.
Last but not least, the team got a chance to share Christ's love with over 200 orphans. The next trip goes out in November. Sign up at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your very best gift in support of Mission Network News, we'll send you the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which is underway right now. There's still time to get yours. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.